AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Kelly's Roast Beef is right across from the beach in Revere, Massachusetts, meaning it's bound to be hit again when an expected blizzard comes in tonight through tomorrow, the fourth storm to slam into New England in the past few weeks. General Manager John Barry says they'll stay open for the duration just to help.
We still have loyal, dedicated customers that have been, you know, making the trek down here. And, you know, we've been, a lot of our business this month's been, you know, plow drivers, emergency personnel, you know, adventure seekers.
Forecasters say a foot or more of snow will be part of the blizzard, which could have peak winds of 70 miles per hour. Family of a Mexican man shot and killed by Pasco, Washington police have filed a $25 million claim against the city. March is planned for today for Antonio Zambrano Montes, Kennewick Police Sergeant Ken Latin.
Please be respectful of other people's differing views, of other people's personal property, and of course of people's safety. Express your views, but respectful of others. That's all that we can ask here.
Zambrano Montes had been throwing rocks at officers during a confrontation on Tuesday. Witnesses say he was running away when he was shot. As part of the investigation, the county coroner has ordered an inquest. A ceasefire is supposed to go into effect at midnight local time in Ukraine, but the AP's Jim Hines reports that the fighting continues even as the deadline draws near.
Fighting in eastern Ukraine is continuing heavily even as a deadline to begin a ceasefire in the conflict approaches within a few hours. Associated Press reporters in the town of Svitlodarsk saw heavy artillery fire from the Ukrainian side and substantial movement of armored vehicles and weapons systems.
More than 5,300 people have been killed in that conflict. This is AP Radio News. In his weekly online and radio address, President Obama criticizes a Republican plan to limit federal education funding.
At a time when we should invest more in our kids, their plan would lock in cuts to schools for the rest of this decade. We'd end up actually investing less in our kids in 2021 than we did in 2012.
In the GOP address, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says if the president vetoes the Keystone oil pipeline, he will hurt school children in her state.
This one portion of the pipeline is on track to generate over $15 million annually in tax revenue for Oklahoma. That's a big boost for our state, with 85% of that money going to public schools.
Pope Francis tells newly named cardinals they have to put aside their pride, jealousy, self-interest, and anger, since such sins are unacceptable in a man of the church. Instead, the Pope called on the 20 new members of the College of Cardinals to exercise charity and more. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.